WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Are you a smoker? Do you enjoy maybe a cold beer? Or are you a chocoholic? What's considered a vice these days? And what will it look like in the future? Joining us this morning is Oscar Yuan, the president of Ipsos Strategy 3 and the author of the Gen Pop series WTF, or What the Future. Oscar advises Fortune 500 clients about the future of their industries and how to plan accordingly in the present. Oscar, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve.
I enjoyed this latest series because I think, and I was kind of vanilla with some of the suggestions for vices in the opening, but it really is interesting how far we've come for some vices, and I'm thinking specifically like marijuana and that sort of thing. This latest series sort of talks about where we're at with vices and where we're going.
That's right. It's interesting how as societies evolve and as people's opinions change, what we consider as vices change as well, right? So if you think about the 1920s and Prohibition, where alcohol was considered a vice to the point where it was illegal, even, you know, I would say in the 50s and 60s, things like rock and roll, right, people thought were bad or evil. And as societies change and as people's opinions change, I think the opportunities to really capitalize on what people are considering vices and how that changes is actually big for businesses as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I think most people, when they think of vices, well, at least I did, you know, I thought smoking was one of them and maybe gambling, that sort of thing. But I'm surprised by the survey results here that people talk about having salty snacks and going on social media and doing online dating. Some of those numbers are a little bit higher than some of those other vices we might think of.
Yes. You know, I think it's interesting to see kind of as technology places a lot more in front of us on a day-to-day basis and there's a lot more available to us. I think people see more and more things as vices. If you said that, you know, anything from online dating to pornography to marijuana, as we've been talking about. So I think it's up to businesses and their decisions to say, okay, now which ones are ones that we think are actually going to catch on and that will become a bit more mainstream to the point where we can start capitalizing on it.
Right. And some of that's happening right now. You write about restaurants here in Chicago gearing up for the recreational marijuana fad, the phase, I guess, is a better way to describe it, with you know, cannabis-infused desserts, that sort of thing.
Yep, and you know, and cannabis is an interesting one because it's not just, you know, I think we think on cannabis mostly in terms of what people smoke or what people eat, but it's also has shown to have medicinal purposes in terms of, you know, of pain relief or helping people with epilepsy, and so it's an interesting vice, one would say, for things, you know, like personal care products. Do they put it in skincare products or obviously, as we've seen in many pharmaceutical uses as well. So, you know, I think it would be amiss if we don't think about the full use of marijuana and where people could really apply it to their lives.
Talk to us a little bit about, and I know some of the results are global on some of these questions, but how many people are going to be drinking compared to today? How many people are going to be using e-cigarettes compared to today in 10 years from now in your crystal ball?
You know, that's a difficult thing. I think the point of WTF is really looking at how societies and cultures are evolving. Your question about drinking is an interesting one. I think it has definitely, you know, it's been increasing since the 1920s when people thought about prohibition. But I would say some of the work we've looked at today is this new generation of Gen Z are actually drinking less. So think about Gen Z as the generation of kids who were growing up in the world of post 9/11, and they've grown up in a world that's actually extremely turbulent, and they're a bit conservative because of that. And so we've seen them doing a lot less drinking, a lot less sex, a lot less drug use, which is interesting. And they've increased things like yoga and overall well-being. So, you know, while it's hard to say, I would say drinking is one of those things we should watch carefully. Smoking is an interesting one as well, as we've seen the rise of vaping and e-cigarettes. So the point is all of these industries are evolving, and it's up to us as business people to keep in constant close contact with what's happening.
Yeah, if you were advising a business on what to focus in on for the next 10 years, what would you tell them?
You know, I would say the most important thing is to make sure to keep an eye on what's happening in society with young people, what the conversations are going on right now, right? Do a good amount of listening on social media to see what's driving people and what's interesting. I think critically, as business cycles get faster and faster, it's important that all businesses have their finger on the pulse of what's happening with society. And so, cannabis is one thing that we're seeing a lot of interest and a lot of discussion about. And we're waiting to see how governments and political entities kind of catch up to what's happening to this the societal conversation.
You know, throughout history, Oscar, businesses have been very good about keeping their finger in the pulse. There's always money to be made, isn't there?
There is. And you know, that's the point of business. That's why I'm in business. I think that's why a lot of businesses are in business, is because they're interested in what's current and relevant when it comes to what people want in terms of purchasing, right? And those that are the most clever and the most up-to-date are the ones that will do well and then will thrive.
Is there a cautionary tale here at all in any of these vices?
There is, in as far as, you know, we need to think about it broadly. For example, you know, when prohibition was happening in the 1920s, what they didn't foresee was also the rise of crimes and crime bosses and mobs, right, who were dealing in beer. And so as vices come and go, and as some things that are formerly seen as, you know, uncouth or not acceptable become acceptable, I think it's important that we as a society think about the full implications of what happens. And I think businesses increasingly are taking a front seat when it comes to driving full impact. You know, this is the case, as we've seen with climate change, right? Businesses are some of the first ones that say what we're doing in the case of climate change. So I think businesses do have a responsibility to society besides making money.
Yeah, the online dating numbers here are interesting to focus in on, too. 65%, I believe, in the U.S., a little bit less than that, but almost as much in Canada. Online dating seems to be the big deal. How do companies make money off of people online dating?
I think there is a couple ways, and there are many different models, right? I think as a first place, there's a subscription model where people can sign up to be part of an online dating platform, and they have access to the profiles that are available. There's also things that are called freemium, right? So you get a free usage up until a certain point, whether that's, you know, the number of messages you want to send to someone, or whether the number of profiles you can look at a day, but then they start charging. So then there's, of course, the advertising-based model. So the online dating space is one of the fastest growing spaces online, and so the business models proliferate, but I think those are a good three that seem to be doing well.
What has surprised you as you look at some of these different areas in the WTF series?
You know, what's interesting and what surprised me is actually the fact that I think, despite things like research like this that Ipsos has done, businesses are still a little bit reluctant to dive in. And what the research shows is that consumers are ready to embrace it by and large. You know, cannabis compared to things like alcohol years ago or things like smoking years ago, it seems to be a little more ahead of where businesses are. And so, part of this work is to really ignite that conversation within the business world. Is this something we should be looking at? And if so, when and to what depth?
Well, Oscar, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. These are always fascinating to go through, the WTF series, and thank you for sharing some of it with us.
Of course. Thanks, Steve.
Oscar Yuan, president of Ipsos Strategy 3, also the author of the Gen Pop series, WTF, What the Future? And we will post the latest on Vice in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.